Cruz, stay with Tina Cruz.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Scott T., Laura Russell, and Mason Dixon here in the studio. And on the phone, the one and only Tina Goodrich. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Doing good.
Good, good.
And
good,
as for good. Our listeners out there, if you haven't realized that Tina, we've talked a little about it last week and the week before, she hasn't been in the studio because she has got the goodies running. Wash and go. And she's double dipping on the old real estate and washing clothes right now.
And, you got, that's a good one, Rob. Yes, I am double dipping, devil running.
Yeah. And I think you, how much of your hair have you pulled out so far?
Oh, my gosh. It has been nonstop with the laundromat. Goodies wash and go. We're doing the wash, dry, and fold. And, of course, you know, our self-service area is, you know, there's over 100 machines and that side. And being the only laundromat in a 30-mile radius, I guess maybe a 20-mile radius. The closest one besides ours would probably be Coloma and Waterville.
Okay.
Wait, Bangor doesn't have one? Bangor has to have a laundromat, don't they?
I think they do have a small one.
Yeah, Bangor does have a small laundromat. You're right, Mason.
Yeah.
And Waterville, Coloma, and then the north of us is Douglas.
Yeah,
and
Douglas
Fendel.
Has one, I thought, yeah.
Yes, Douglas has Zoom. And they also do the wash, dry, and fold. There's not very many laundromats that I know of that do wash, dry, and fold. And that's where the customer, the client can bring their laundry and drop it off. We'll wash it, dry it, fold it, or hang it. And then they come back the next day or 2 days later to pick it up.
Yeah.
Now, and that's becoming so common now.
Yeah. One of the things that, like Saugatuck probably has it and we have it, but like in Bangor and some of the other smaller towns, they don't have the summer that we get to have here. We get so many people coming in with doing these short-term rentals. And you've got a lot of people, the people that come and clean, they probably don't, some of them don't want to spend the whole time washing, where they just bring it in, they bring it back, and they're done when they do their cleaning.
You're absolutely right, Rob. The cleaners come in and they're like, we don't have time to do the laundry anymore.
That's easily 2 hours right there if you're doing laundry.
Yeah, so they're glad to bring it to us and drop it off. And then it just gets charged to the homeowner. And the homeowner would prefer a lot of times that it just gets done professionally. And then that way we can do the little spot stainers. If we see anything on there, we can, you know, treat it. And then that way they know that it came through goodies wash.
Because, I mean, pretty much when it comes to it, when you're looking at a vacation rental, if there are any kind of a stain at all on that sheet's gone. Most places aren't going to have stains on their sheet because none of them are willing to take that low...
No.
You know, get the 2 stars instead of 5 stars. You know, they don't want the bad review.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. You know, nobody wants to get a bad review. You know, and that includes Goodies Wash and Go. We had consumed Village Coin Laundry on Google. So he's got quite a list of reviews on there already. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. But we took it on so that we can show the improvement. So from June 1st on, you can see that it's Goodies Wash and Go. And then, of course, there's comments before that. But it takes time for, you know, to build that review up. And today, it's a big feature for laundromats or anybody that's in business to get those Google reviews.
Okay,
so
I got a question, Miss Tina.
Sure.
So these weekly rental turnovers, they usually only got like 4 hours to turn over the whole thing. So do you got an extra set of sheets? So you got a whole week to clean them?
Well, generally the girls will be dropping things off on Sundays and Mondays when the people are checking out. And then they usually come back on Wednesday or Thursday
to
pick up the items.
Yeah, the vacation rental is probably the ones that are going to have extra sheets.
Oh, definitely.
So then they can take old ones, bring them to get them washed, and put clean ones on.
Yeah,
probably 2 or 3 different sets.
For that turnover.
Yeah.
Over.
Yes. We actually just took on a new client, the Asylum Inn.
What? And
I was going to ask you about that. Is it
what
strange
is that?
I
never heard of that place.
Is it strange to do the asylum's laundry?
It is, Laura. It is so funny. And I mean, this these new buyers came in and they did like 2 and 3 backups. So not only do they have the bedding for, you know, the sheets that they're tearing off, they also have 2 backups to it. So they're always ready for if there was any sort of needing to change before the girls came in, they have an extra set to be able to flip that.
How many beds do they have in the, I know everybody's got a question, how many beds are there in the asylum right now?
They brought in, I mean, just oodles of bedding, all brand new, all new comforters, all new sheeting, all shipped in, and they brought it all here for us to unpackage.
How many is oodles?
Fold it. Oh, they must have at least, I'm going to say somewhere between 12 and 14 beds.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice.
That's Lisa, a lot.
What I was going to say is bringing it to you is such a great idea because I've done laundry at the Asylum Inn. So it's three stories. Yeah, it's 3 stories, but really it's 4 stories because you do the laundry in the basement. So when I
slide it down.
When I did it for Harborfest, well, of course I had to clean the place and do all the sheets. Well, that's a workout.
It is a workout. And you know, for the first couple years of running the asylum, I did it myself and doing that up and down until finally, same thing. You know, you just don't have the time.
I would have used it as this is my actual exercise.
Right.
This is my workout each day.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes.
Well,
definitely.
Then sometimes, strangely enough, you get locked out of the second floor.
Oh, is that from them ghosts?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I was like, would you stop that?
Yeah, I had to have a talk.
Go get the keys. Yeah, go get the keys. Unlock the second floor.
Tina, since
happenings yet, but, you know, the Asylum Inn, is it running up yet? They're going to be opening their doors, I think, within the next few days, though.
Great.
She said she's just about ready to open up. And they'll be doing the short-term rentals, weekly rentals. So if we've got some listeners out there that are in need of a place and it's already, you know, your other place is already booked, the Asylum Inn is in the upcoming.
Yeah. So we need to take a break.
What?
It's break time.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll have more of the wonderful Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all 3. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, Scott T, Laura Russin here in the studio and on the phone, making a habit of being on the phone because she's so gosh darn busy. We can't wait to have you back in the studio, Miss Tina Goodrich.
Oh, man, I got some great news that's in the upcoming for the radio show. I've got some guests coming in.
Hold on with that just a second because we do not want to waste Mason Dixon's segue.
Yeah, because we was talking about you doing the laundry for the Asylum Inn, and you used to live there, and now you sold it to these new owners, and now you're doing their laundry. So I was wondering, since you're the savvy realtor, if you work that somewhere into the contract, like if they become the new owners, that you have the contract to do their laundry.
No, not really. It just actually, we held back on telling anybody about the laundromat until we were for surely we got it. And that included the buyers for the Asylum Inn. So it wasn't right till towards the end when we were getting ready to close it, just before I let them know that we were the new owners of the laundromat. And if they wanted to use us for their service, that we would be available. And they were thrilled. Nice. And that's how it got started. Yeah, they brought us their first load. And they do have some nice washer and dryers in the basement of the Asylum. But here at the laundromat, you can have the girls do it, get it done, and
tell them they can do their underwear and socks at the Asylum Inn and bring all the rest to you.
Yeah, I mean, there is laundry there, but here we can do it a lot quicker for you and more professional for the clients. Yeah. So that 5-star review, remember, right on, you want to stay on top of.
So after we've got done the Mason's big segue. So what were you saying about news of the radio show?
Yeah, I got, I was out at Geneva Custom Auto Shop. He's out there by the old Phoenix Inn on 68th. Mm-hmm. Ever seen him? I went out there and he said, "Hey, are you the lady who talks on the radio?" I said, "I sure am." He goes, "Well, we listen to you guys every week." And he said, "You know, I really get a kick out of that, Rob." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "I do." He said, "He's really off his rocker sometimes." Yeah,
is that a compliment?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a great compliment.
It's a compliment.
It was never a compliment when someone's told me I'm off my rocker. I never thought that was a good
thing. He says that you come off with some great stuff, like you would normally wouldn't hear. He's like, "I like Rob. He is not so much, I want to say, off your rocker, but
maybe he'll become a sponsor compliment for the Moondog Show."
Yeah, he made a compliment about our radio show, period. Nice. And then the other girl that works for him, she said she's coming to town at that time and she loves listening to our show. So, great shout out for Geneva Custom Auto.
We put a lot of time into the show, for sure.
Yeah.
Geneva Custom Auto, that would be Charlie.
Would that be Charlie?
It's Charlie.
He is great. That was the first time I got to meet him.
I've known Charlie for 25 years. He used to, back when my mom was married to Ted, back in the day, 8th, 9th grade, they all knew each other fairly well.
Okay, yeah. He's probably about your mom's age, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie. He does a great job out there, too.
Oh, my gosh. I had to take my truck out there because I hit a deer the other night.
What? Oh, you hit a deer?
Yes.
A doe?
Here I am on my way home.
A female deer?
A deer. And here I am thinking of the laundromat. I'm like, laundry, laundry, laundry. Bam, here comes this deer out of nowhere. I was like 2 minutes from home. So luckily, I took it to
Geneva. I hope you just blew that deer up in that big old truck.
No, I caught him on the tail end. He hit, just the corner of my truck enough to do $3,000 or $4,000 with
and damage.
And
enough for him to suffer and run off and die alone.
And probably enough for him to suffer. Yeah, I felt really horrible.
Hey, Scott T, I once saw a deer that didn't have no eyes. You know what you call a deer don't have no eyes?
Blind deer?
No idea.
No idea.
So, Tina, I have a segue now. Do you have some listings?
Well, the latest listings that I have is the one that's at 00839 County Road 687. That one is this ranch-style home. Sits on almost an acre for $235,000. It's three bedroom, two full baths, and it sits on a basement. What I like about this one is it's very close to the Calhaven Trail.
Nice.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, and it's not far from South Haven. So right across the street, kind of like Kitty Corner, is the Calhaven Outpost. The campground.
Oh.
He does RV parking, and I think he's got a campground. He's got a couple rental cabins in there also. So this is very close to that, which I thought it could be a short-term rental for somebody because it is close to the Calhaven Trail. So we're getting a lot of bicyclists in our area.
We
and
are.
I thought, hey, This is right next to the Calhaven Trail. It could be a short-term rental. So there's some possibilities. And I like that price range, $235. We don't see that a lot in our area.
No, we
again,
don't.
Again, we talked about how South Haven, the city of South Haven, is, you know, price themselves to that $500 and up.
$500? So anything, I thought it was $300,000 and up. Now it's $500,000 and up.
We've been at $500,000 and up, Mason.
Location.
Yeah, the city of South Haven is $500,000 and up. Now, if you see something that comes up underneath that, it's usually a fixer-upper, but they don't last very long. Even the fixer-uppers in city now are being nabbed up.
The house you guys are making reference to, pointing at me over here, is not in downtown.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, this one here is in South Haven Township.
Yeah,
so
not too far away from that. Far away from that Geneva Auto Body, who might become a sponsor on Moondog Show.
Yeah, actually, Charlie asked me about it. He must
Quit
have ran
to scare
down
him
there,
away.
And checked it out. You know, maybe he was looking for an investment property or something. But I had mentioned on the radio it was a stone's throw, you know, from Calhaven Trail. And so I think he went down there and kind of checked it out.
Hopefully maybe it's not a glass house.
Maybe he was looking for a guest. No, it's not a glass house.
Okay. I didn't know if you heard that because it wasn't really funny.
Scott laughed. Scott T. was laughing
it.
In here.
And, you know,
you got
Charlie
it. You
did
got
ask
it.
Me about you, Mason.
Oh,
he
okay.
did. He said, who is that other guy?
Well, hey, Charlie.
Who's that blowhard from Kentucky?
He ain't all, he's off his rocker.
He's off his rocker.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I love it. Another client that I went to a business.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna have to hold you on that for just a second because we have to take a break, and then we can talk about what this other client had said, okay?
All right,
awesome. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
Hey y'all, this here's Racing Mason Dixon, and I want to invite you to check out my new video series, Racing with Mason, on PowerTube TV. Every Monday night at 8:30 Eastern, a new episode is released. Watch the premiere and join in on the live chat. You'll find it at youtube.com/@WatchPowerTubeTV. Every episode is a new racing adventure. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the new PowerTube TV channel, and you'll be all set to go racing with Mason.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Laura Russ and Scott T. Mason Dixon here in the studio. And Tina Goodrich on the phone.
Hey, Laura. I'm so glad you came.
I was talking
to
you. Laura wasn't talking to you.
What the heck? I know, but you mentioned Laura. So I was like, hey, Laura's in.
Yes, the beautiful Laura Russell.
Yes. Thank you. My buddy. So I have another great, I'm going to be building up on the radio here. I am hiring a co-agent to work with me. So all right. Since I have been doing, taking the laundromat on, I'm still doing my real estate career. Of course, that's a priority to me. So I need a co-agent to work
with. How about Laura?
When you say you're hiring a co-agent, are you paying someone to be there, or are you just kind of doing the split commission thing?
We'll probably just do a split, you know, at some point. But as a co-agent, they have to be an agent, you know.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that, you know, because they're in another office, that means that I got to get them over to my office, you know. So
she's a recruiter for Jakeway.
So I'm going to be recruiting a co-agent from probably another office, you know, to come into Jakeway and do some co-agency with me.
Do you already have some people in mind?
I do. I have somebody really special in mind.
And I hope it works out.
As soon as it wraps up, she's going to be coming on the radio with us.
Do I already know who it is? I won't say.
I don't think you might not know her,
Something
Rob.
Different than we had already talked about.
Yeah,
okay,
somebody
all
different.
Right.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody different. I'm so excited because, you know, it's in the works. Yeah, it's in the works. So I'm going to build it up on the radio, and then we're going to bring her on the radio, and I'll come in the studio with her.
Okay.
And we'll do a show together.
You sure you'll have time?
Yeah, we'll make the time.
Build me up, Buttercup. All right.
Laura's going to go. Laura's going to go for laundry.
I'll go work. Yeah.
So, hey, Tina, Tina, I saw the 50s Diner is back open for business and your sign's still out front.
I know. We've got somebody that was really interested in the diner, and I think they're still interested. Just it hasn't come together yet. So we do have somebody that's lurking around the diner and wants to do something over there. So we're hoping to put
Wouldn't
something
that be
together.
Ironic if somebody bought it and turned it into a laundromat and she had all this competition?
No, it's not big enough.
I don't know if somebody would compete with this one. Yeah, this one's too big to compete with. You'd really have to go big to compete with
Well, that's got a pretty long overhang. You could build the walls on it.
Oh, no, it needs to stay. That was my first job.
Yeah.
Yeah, A&W Root Beer.
You should buy it, Laura.
Oh, the A&W
Root Beer. Yeah, the drive-in. Oh. The drive-in.
I think Laura retired for a reason.
Definitely, yeah.
You know what? That was a lot of people's first jobs at A&W.
I never worked there.
They hired at
Me
15.
Neither.
They did.
Right,
I was
there. Did you work there, Tina?
I did.
You did?
I worked there, too. I worked there after Laura did.
Yes.
Was
that when you guys had to wear roller skates?
No, I didn't have to wear roller
skates. Did you ever have to wear roller skates there?
I don't think so.
Okay. It seemed like they should.
So I think they did some after us, Laura. It seems like
there were roller skates like in the 70s maybe. Or maybe in the early 80s.
It wasn't the owner that we had because...
So they was abusing the child labor laws?
Yeah, I worked when I was just barely 15.
We had to sign something with the school, and you could only work so many hours.
Yeah,
you
can only work. Yeah,
do they even do co-op anymore, Laura?
Co-op? I think so. Yeah,
that's when high school students who aren't good at doing their lessons got to leave and go work.
No, or if you were so good that you got all your work done, and so then you got to go to work.
Okay,
because that's what I did.
Yeah, I did go out.
Right.
when I thought I wanted to be a nurse.
Not me. Gym class was way too much fun to go to leave school for.
Yeah, because you were given your scholars.
You know what? Kevin Schooley was here, so we will ask him next week, or Rob can ask him next week if they still do co-op.
Oh, that would be great. Yes.
Somebody will need to send me something because I won't remember.
Yeah, but you know why she's asking is because she wants some cheap labor. She wants some high school kids to work at the laundromat. Yeah.
You know, there's some young girls in high school that are always looking for. I have so many people that want to work the laundromat. It's crazy. I'm like, you want to work the laundry?
Really?
Yeah. So I thought, I wonder if any of the high schoolers are doing the co-op and maybe would like to get involved with doing laundry during the summer.
Could be. Hey, do you know anything about the Shout, walk that they do, the Shout for South Haven, when they go look at houses and do the cottage walk?
Like the garden walk?
Yeah. I never did it.
Well,
a couple different things.
I got this a couple weeks ago, and I was supposed to, and I said I would say something about it on air, and the whole rest of the show I forgot. So I wanted to make sure that I threw out that the cottage walk was happening for 2023. It's going to be happening on June 24th, 12 to 5 p.m.
Next weekend.
Shout for South Haven is pleased to announce the 26th annual cottage walk, June 24th from noon to 5 p.m. This year's cottage walk fundraiser will feature 5 unique homes and cottages in South Haven. Tickets are $20 per person, and you go get them at the Visitors Bureau, which is at 546 Phoenix Street. But it's just kind of it's a good opportunity. You know, when we're talking about real estate, to see some of the places that are around here in South Haven.
And it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity to go out and get some ideas for your own home for decorating.
Yeah.
So,
anybody out there that's interested, get a hold of Patty Shepherd, and that's PattyJShepherd@gmail.com. Her phone number is 269-363-3771. Thank you, Tina, for letting me do that.
Yeah. Hey, Laura, this is I was just telling Rob and Mason last week that I'm looking at a mobile home that was through your family that's coming back on the market.
Oh,
the one out on
Satellite. Is it my Uncle Charlie?
The Packards.
Yes.
I can think of, the Packard. But yes, that mobile home, I was telling the guys that mobile home is going to be coming back up on the market with lake access to Saddle Lake.
Rob and I were listening to the podcast when we were going up to hear Grant Frabe and Troy Stansberry play music. And we were listening to it. And I said, Rob, that's crazy. It sounds like my uncle's. It sounds like my uncle's property.
It is.
And it is.
It is.
That was karaoke night at the Ben, Scott.
They've
They've
had it for a couple of years now, and they're tired of renting it. They had it rented a couple times, and nobody in the family is really using it, so they decided that, you know, they're wanting to put it back on the market.
Well,
so
good.
Yeah.
We'll be coming back.
It's a nice spot.
It is. And with all that being said, we are at the end of our time. So, Tina, if you want to kick out some contact information, that would be awesome.
Definitely.
And make sure you give
out.
If you
have any questions about what we've talked about on the show, give me a holler, 269-759-1076. You can shoot me a text. My email, tgoodrich@jakewayrealtors.com. And you can always find me on social media, List with Tina, and Let's Talk Real Estate.
There you go. Well, thank you.
You should have given your phone number out to Goody's Gas and Go, but now you got to. Oh, it's Wash and Go.
Wash and Go.
It's Goody's Wash and Go. And there, we're open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. So our number there, we took over Village Coin Laundromat number, 637-5990.
And that's 269 for those that may not know. All right, awesome. Mason, get us out of here.
I will. So thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Father's Day to all the Father's Day out there, all the fathers. And go back and listen to this show and all the others at moondogshow.com. Go to moondogpro.net to hire Rob's Moondog Productions for your video needs. And trustinbirdband.com for your music needs. HODfilm.com for your House of David Life Everlasting Education.
Yes.
And, of course, listwithteen.net. I want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including UFC. FCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, And, of course, our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, that's DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County. Don't forget about yours truly, me, Mason D, the BracingMason.com.
Mason D.
Scott T, he needs a skid steer.
Skid steer, yeah.
So he'll trade you for a website or something. Anyway, we all going to howl at
for some manly
help.
Love.
We're all going to howl at the moon dog. Here we go. One, two, three.
Howl
at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.